Let's spend another minute or two allowing ourselves to sink even more deeply towards the earth, into the earth, connecting with the earth. It's like returning home, returning to our true nature. Coming back to our wholeness, our hearts and souls. And let's invite this energy from Mother Earth to align our bodies, to balance out the muscles in the right and left side, front and back, top and bottom, to help relieve the aches and pains, the stresses and strains. She will do that for us like a loving mother does for a child. So if we allow the energy to flow between our bodies and her, we will come into a dynamic balance. And then we find that a good number of our aches and pains are relieved, that they were actually caused by tension and strain and disconnect. And we also find that a different type of thinking occurs. It's not a noisy chatter, but a quiet clarity starts to come through. And we invite anything heavy in our being to release into the earth as compost and fertilizer to be transformed. And as we begin to feel the flow through our feet, the hands activate as well. And we begin to shift from the material world into the energetic world. So we feel less dense and more expanded. And we'll bring our awareness or attention to the base of the spine and invite the root chakra to expand and energize even more. You may feel a brightness or a warmth or a tingling there, an activation. You may see energy that is, can be like a rocket energy, the energy of takeoff. It's very powerful energy in the root chakra. You may feel a release in the whole pelvic area where the inner muscles, the deeper muscles, let go. And any fear we have around protecting that area releases. It's a very subconscious type of fear to protect the reproductive area. Maybe very conscious, but it's also subconscious. And we replace it with more of a feeling of power. The kind of power a martial artist has. An elegant, graceful, yet strong, invisibly strong energy that stabilizes and calms our being, generates confidence. And as that energy starts to build, it builds the energy in the second chakra. And you'll feel that near the level of the pubic bone or the reproductive area and the sacrum in the back. Now it's these two chakras you want to work with when the web of life feels like it's closing in and tightening on you. And these are the chakras that prepare us to be able to go into a deeper meditation, because now we can actually settle down. We get sourced from Mother Earth, the Kundalini energy in the first chakra, which is the mother energy. Everything about this area is about the mother. You may allow yourself to sink into this, almost like resting in sleep. When we rest into this, we may actually fall asleep, which is okay because you'll get a very good rest. Or you'll start to notice that you make another shift. And the shift is into the liminal world, the world between worlds, where images and symbols, dreams, lucid dreaming occurs. Your subconscious takes shape, and we can clear the subconscious by opening it up and letting the energy circulate so that we're not driven by unconscious fears and desires and attachments and history. It's like opening up an old closet or attic and letting the light in and dusting it off and making it into a usable room. And we're going to do some cleansing of some fear here. And we all carry fear in this area. It's either planetary, historical, kind of fear for life and limb type of thing. I mean, when you think about the amount of war and fighting that's been on the planet, that's carried in our beings, whether we know it or not. And so we're going to cleanse that through these first two chakras. But first we'll let the energy rise through the entire chakra system. So the third chakra is at the navel and just below the waist in the back. And then the heart chakra on the center of the breastbone between the angel wings in the back. And then the throat chakra in the center of the neck. And the third eye in the center of the head behind the bridge of the nose or the center of the forehead in that vicinity, but a couple inches inward to the center of the head. And then the crown. We're going to let the energy circulate from below and from above and expand your system, which will naturally begin to clear the fears from the first and second chakra. I think with the hurricane there's a real fear that's going on, not necessarily right where you are, but in your geographic vicinity. We want to clear that. And any long-held fears and even generational ancestral fears that have come from persecution, wars, violence that any of your ancestors were involved in. We're going to clear this through so that your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be freed from this energy and the lineage. This is that we are blessed right now with the presence of many angelic beings that are helping us with this. Your light beings are participating in this cleansing. The angels and archangels the Holy Mother and the Holy Father, and the heavenly hosts. I'll be quiet a moment as we are being cleansed. You may feel yourself getting worked on. An opening here, a flood of light or energy there, a releasing of tension in one part of the body or another. A restoration of the fullness of life is occurring. Fullness of your life, the lives before you and after you. You are like the fairy queens who caretake the beings of our planet. Who call forth resources to help people. Who bless and receive blessings. You understand the power and force and thrust of life, as well as the glory, the beauty, and the refinement of life. And being able to integrate and spiral these powerful energies within your being is your birthright. The power that bursts forth from a womb, that gives birth to a human, a child, an idea, an inspiration, is extremely powerful. And extremely filled with light. and beauty and grace. Feel for a moment the power in the second chakra that knows how to regenerate life. Allow that energy to come through, bursting forth like the rays of the sun. The sun, the rays of the sun are the refined, grace-filled part. The power in the center of the sun is the fiery nuclear power that's exploding with force that generates this radiance. So you are both power and grace, strength and beauty. And now as we become very, very still, a new seed is planted within our being. It's a very cosmic seed. That connects you to the cosmos in a very grand and powerful way. The energy of the stars, the galaxies, are seated within your womb. You're not limited to the planet, to one small space on the planet. You're truly cosmic beings. And it's one thing to know the cosmic nature of your being from the crown chakra. It's another to know it from the feminine point of view in the physical body, through the physical body. The physical body is made up of stardust and cosmic material. And it is as transformational as the other dimensional energies that we come in contact with. We are alchemical in nature, always transforming. Allow these energies to swirl and penetrate through the cells and the tissues, cleansing and releasing. Any energy of disturbance. Replacing it with harmony and beauty. And since there is no time in this dimension, healing the past, present, and future in the present, in the now. Which includes all beings and all existence. Allow these energies to surge through you and spiral through you. This is the type of experience and meditation that will ripple through your lives in the coming weeks. It may feel extremely powerful right now, or not quite fathomable to you right now, but it will have ripples through your being, releasing old attachments and habits and thought forms, kind of like a Drano effect on a more powerful level. So we give our respect and gratitude to the beings who have helped us today, who continue to be there for us, at all times. Amen.